103.1 WOGB, the 70s and more. One of my favorite performers on the phone with me right now. I am honored and thrilled to have on the phone BJ Thomas. Hi, BJ.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing fine.
I am excited at the news that you've got a brand new CD out, and it's not like this is all new material or something, and you're going to try to shove this stuff on an unsuspecting public. No, this is all comfortable BJ Thomas material. Tell me about the new CD.
Yeah, we didn't really have to look for any new songs this time. The record company wanted me to recut my masters, a lot of my hits, and you know, I've always resisted doing that, but someone came up with the idea of recutting some of my classic songs unplugged in an acoustic fashion, and that kind of, you know, that sounded pretty interesting. And so we went in the studio with Kyle Lenning, and he's got a great studio group that he records with,
mm-hmm.
and Brian Sutton and those guys, and you know, we just tried not to overthink it or rearrange it or anything, and just let it kind of happen. And it just came out. It was a very honest, intimate record, and we had a great time doing it. And did some duets with some people I always wanted to work with, and turned out to be a great time.
Let's drop some names here for your new CD. People performing with you. It's a very diverse crowd too. Everybody from Lyle Lovett to Vince Gill.
Yeah, I did. Just Can't Help Believing with, with Vince Gill, and Lyle Lovett had worked before with Burt Bacharach, and he wanted to do Raindrops, so we talked on the phone, and we did Raindrops, and he did a great job, and you know, we just had a great time. Richard Marx was on it, and we had a new singer, Isaac Slade, a singer with the Fray,
sure.
Came in and did just a real deep soulful duet with me on Lonesome, and I met Richard on Twitter, and he had been involved with Sarah Nimitz, the okay. new singer that I did Hooked on the Feeling with, and he wanted to do Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. So you know, it kind of all worked out. He even got in the studio with Keb Moe on Most of All. So we think we have a really unique, interesting record, and I think my longtime fans and my new fans will like it.
So you said you went into the studio to record this, right?
Yes.
So why is the name of it The Living Room Sessions?
Well, that's kind of the feel of it, is kind of like, you know, we're just sitting around playing songs with each other, a group of friends doing mm-hmm. my song. So it kind of has got a relaxed feel to it. And so someone, not me, but someone came up with The Living Room Sessions, and that seemed to sound right.
It fits the style and the feel of the CD perfectly. I've listened to all the tracks. Some of them are just spectacular. It had to be hard for you to kind of give up, or was it? Maybe not. The old versions of the songs in favor of, because those are your babies, I imagine.
Yeah, you know, I've lived with them for so many years, and I'm really, you know, close, very personally and emotionally attached to them. But you know, it wasn't really hard to do, because I stayed pretty true to my original interpretations. I put a new note or a little different run here and there, but I stayed pretty true to it.
Your voice is just as strong and clear and recognizable as it ever was. Not everybody can say that these days, BJ.
Well, you know, I'm still in pretty good shape, and my throat's in good shape, so, you know, I'm thankful for that.
You're singing these in the same key, aren't you, as the
originals? Yeah, I'm doing them in the same key. All the songs are in the same key except for Don't Worry, Baby, and we kind of lowered that a little bit and did it in a little more relaxed interpretation, which seemed to fit the acoustic mode better.
I know your time is limited, but I want to touch on three or four songs back when they first came out, and you just mentioned Don't Worry, Baby. Beautiful song by the Beach Boys, never released as a single. It was a B-side. What was the Beach Boys' reaction when you had a hit with it?
Well, you know, I've worked with the Beach Boys a number of times. I love everything they've ever done, and we're good buddies. I think they liked it. They always mention it and bring it up and ask me if I'm still doing it every time I work with them. So, you know, I love that song, and, you know, I always loved the Beach Boys, and I took a chance of doing one of their songs.
We're talking with B.J. Thomas. He's got a new CD out called The Living Room Sessions, where he redoes many of his greatest hits. Let's touch on the original Rock and Roll Lullaby, as long as we're on the subject of the Beach Boys. That's got a Beach Boys sound in it. Is that the Beach Boys or a sound-alike backing you on that?
No, it's a sound-alike guy. Some guys, we actually got Brian Wilson on the telephone and played him Rock and Roll Lullaby when we recorded it back in 72, and told him, you know, our concept for it, and he agreed to sing on it. So we did fly to California, and we recorded with a couple of other artists, John Sebastian and some people, but we never could reach Brian again. So we got three guys that had worked with Jan and Dean, and they came in and impersonated the Beach Boys and really, really duplicated their sound pretty good.
Perfect.
So it was good. I've always just loved their stuff, as I said.
Oh, yeah. And you said John Sebastian's on that record, too?
Yeah, I cut a thing. I did an album called Billy Joe Thomas back in 72.
Remember it.
And all the songs were written, and the writers performed on the songs, of Paul Williams, John Sebastian and Stevie Wonder and various people. I think I'm the first guy to do a Stevie Wonder song before he had recorded it himself, Happier Than the Morning Sun. So that was always a favorite album of mine, and this kind of retouches that genre, that mode a little bit.
We're talking with B.J. Thomas. The Living Room Sessions is brand new, and he's got guest appearances as he redoes some of his old songs. One of the songs that I am fondest of is Hooked on a Feeling. Again, your impression, B.J., of when you heard the Blue Swede version.
Well, you know, it didn't bother me at all. I thought actually, you know, and when you put it in perspective, it was a pretty good idea by whoever produced that record, because that sitar ride lead by Reggie Young would have been very hard to duplicate or match. So they did the Ooga Chugga. Ooga Chugga is actually from an old Johnny Preston record from the 50s, Running Bear. So, you know, they had a pretty smart producer.
That's terrific. And B.J. Thomas, long time on the charts, and you're looking back, who have you influenced? Who's come up to you and said, man, I love this record and made me want to get into the business?
Oh, gosh, you know, I don't know. I mean, it seems like every now and then I hear myself and other people, but, you know, I think actually probably one of the guys on this record, Vince Gill, we did the duet on Just Can't Help Believing. And as I understand it, you know, he was a big fan of mine before he had his hit records. So I think I'd influence him, although he has a sound all his own. He's probably the greatest country singer that ever lived. So I was so pleased to have him on the record. And he's a great guy, and I've loved him for years.
And you say that Lyle Lovett asked to re-record Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head with you. Did you pretty much let the performers pick the song, or did you say, boy, so-and-so would sound good on this song?
Well, you know, we kind of both, really. We kind of originally wanted Vince to sing I'm So Lonesome, but he said he'd rather do Just Can't Help Believe It. So we kind of let the guys pick their own songs. I spoke with Lyle on the telephone, and he said he had worked with Bacharach once before on a song years ago, and he'd like to do Raindrops if I didn't mind. And of course, I was thrilled that he wanted to do it. And with Sarah Nimitz, she's a new singer, and actually I met Richard through her, and she as a child she got on stage with me and sang Hooked on a Feeling back when she was like 4 years old. And I've kept in touch with her over the years. She's 20 years old now. She's a great singer, gonna be a huge star. And she wanted to do Hooked on the Feeling, so we kind of let the duet partners pick what they wanted to do.
That's a great story. We're running out of time. B.J. Thomas, one of the nicest guys in the world. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about your new album, The Living Room Sessions. Continued best of luck to you when you're coming through Wisconsin. You know, I hope to be able to catch your show and take in just a fine performance and a fine performer. And good luck with the new CD.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks for helping support us on this thing. Of course, you're an old friend of mine, and, you know, I'll let you know when I come through. And thanks for playing my records all these years, and thanks to your audience for keeping me around, and hope to see you soon, buddy.
Thank you, BJ. Pleasure talking to you, as always.
Thank you.
BJ Thomas, again, the name of the new CD, The Living Room Sessions. You got to have a copy of this. If you love BJ Thomas, you're going to love these new versions by BJ with guest performers. Dan Marcus on 103.1 WOGB.